Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Dumps is on the phone with us. His real name is Paul. His nickname is Dumps because he works sanitation. And he's not getting a call back today from a girl named Heather, who he took to the zoo. Now, in the interest of saving time, I won't go over the list of things he thinks went wrong on his date because there's a lot to it. Yeah. Am I right, Dumps?
I mean, two things we nailed down, but yeah.
Thanks, nailed down.
I mean, I know that I probably should not have yelled at the sloth guy.
Yeah, if you missed it. One thing on Paul's date, he got very upset because the sloth exhibit was closed, so he caused a scene by arguing with one of the employees and trying to get it open back up so he could show his date the sloth.
I thought it would have been classy, but see them.
I agree. A sloth is a classy animal, and it would have been nice for you to share that with her.
Yeah.
Did she want to see the sloth, or did you?
Who doesn't want to see a sloth?
Right, yeah.
See?
Good point.
This guy.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, here we go, man.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Heather, please?
Yes, this is me.
Hey, Heather, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
So you listen.
Is this about Dumps?
Whoa,
yes.
What?
You it is
what?
About Dumps.
I had a feeling you guys would be calling, considering
Shut
he told
up.
Me that if I didn't answer his text messages, he was going to contact you guys.
Shut
oh,
up.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
He threatened a second date update on you?
That's a first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, then I guess you were prepared for this phone call.
Wow.
Yeah.
We talked to Dumps a little bit about your date, and yeah, he's wondering why you don't want to see him again.
I mean, where do you want me to begin?
Yeah.
Let's start here. What has he told you?
Well, he told us that you guys met on Tinder and that he took you to the zoo.
Yeah, that was the only good part of the date.
That was it?
Like going to the zoo or just the idea of going to the zoo?
No, I liked the idea of going to the zoo, but I mean, did he tell you his fascination with snakes?
Mm-hmm.
He told us that he liked the snakes a lot, yeah. I mean, it sounds like he likes every animal at the zoo.
Totally.
Really.
Well, I mean, specifically with the snakes, other than the awkward jokes he kept making about the sizes of snakes, he was banging on glass, yelling, "Wake up, snake!"
Yeah. He painted it as a joint passion that you both shared.
Yeah, I love animals, don't get me wrong, but I'm definitely not as big on like mating with rituals and weird conversation he apparently likes to have. Did he tell you that he got in an argument while we were at the zoo?
Yeah. He told us that you guys went to the sloth exhibit and it wasn't open, and so he complained and maybe made a scene.
Maybe.
Made a scene?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He threatened to fight the guy.
What?
No, really?
No. Because they closed down the exhibit for the sloths?
Yes. And it wasn't like it was closed for the rest of the night. I mean, it was just simply closed for that time period, and he threatened to fight him. I mean, I walked away.
Yeah, I don't blame you. But, I mean, here's the thing for me. Like, that sounds awful, but then he said that you got into his car and listened to music with him.
I met him there, and I had to park pretty far away because it was crowded. So the only reason I got in his car is because he offered to take me to my car, and it was late at night. It was dark outside.
Oh. All right. So you weren't like, hey, mister, let's sit in your car for a little while. I'd love that.
No, I had no idea that getting a ride to my car was going to entail sitting in his car while he awkwardly played what he called chill music.
I'm guessing it wasn't chill by your description.
Absolutely not. I mean, I don't even know what to call it. I don't know. He asked me if I wanted to hear the greatest hits, and then he put on his own band.
Whoa, he has a band too? He didn't tell us that.
Well,
yeah, he said they were taking a hiatus, but this supposedly was his greatest hit.
Oh, he's got a band that already has a greatest hits album.
A compilation album.
Yeah,
apparently.
How would you describe his music? Just wondering.
Honestly, I'd probably compare his band to that of his nickname and job.
Dumps.
Oh, just garbage.
Just bad, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to be honest, I really couldn't wait to get out of there. It's the worst date I've ever had.
Wow. But worst date ever. Yeah. Number one.
Ouch.
But memorable.
Oh, it's definitely a story for the book.
Hey, Heather, I bet you he'd be excited to know that he left a mark in your dating life because he's actually on the other line listening right now and wants to talk to you.
I had a feeling that's how this was going to go.
Hey, Heather. What's up, baby?
Baby.
Baby.
Dumps, why are you doing this?
Because I told you that if you don't get back to me, I would have to bring in some reinforcements to help me out here. Because what's up? I thought we had a good time.
Normal people don't do that.
Yes, they do. There's a lot of normal people that do this.
Yeah.
There was a reason I wasn't replying. You knew this. Well, you knew our date did not go well.
I thought it went really well. And a lot of what you're telling me has been a surprise because, first of all, I thought my jokes were hilarious. You were laughing at them.
You kept winking at me after every joke.
Well, yeah, I winked at you so you know when the joke's done, so you know when to laugh. I was making it easier for you.
Honestly, your jokes were painful.
Well, that hurts. I'll say that.
All right, so she didn't like your sense of humor, Dumps.
Yeah, man.
But what about, I thought I proved myself out there for you. I thought you'd be proud of me standing up for you, trying to see the sloths. I know you love sloths.
Because you threatened to beat up a zookeeper, you want me to be proud of you?
I'd beat up any zookeeper for you, Heather.
No! He was doing his job. He was feeding the animals. That's normal.
And I was doing my job of trying to get you into the sloth cage. And you love the sloth.
I don't care. It's just a sloth.
What do you mean it's just a sloth? Like, when we first got there, you were kept talking about the sloth. In the snake cage, you were talking about the sloth. In the capybara, you were talking about the sloth.
No, I wasn't. Just drop the sloth, okay? Stop talking about sloth.
They're so damn cute.
That is true, Heather.
But Dubs, I feel like you're not listening to anything she's saying. Like, you're arguing every point of how miserable she was. She knows how she feels.
Yeah.
Look, guys, she's just lying to you. She loved the sloth, or she would have loved the sloth, but she's just in denial about it.
The date was a disaster. Nobody is lying. I am trying to be honest with you.
Whatever, Heather. I promise you, if you go on another date with me, I'm going to get us into the sloth cage.
Oh, wow. Heather, what do you think about that? Would you like a second date with Paul? We'll pay for it.
Hey,
we'll
pay
for your entry into the zoo. Maybe you can see the sloths this time.
It's going to be hard to turn down.
No, I don't want to see dumps. I don't want to see sloths. I don't want to go to the zoo. I'm sorry.
What about
I
the
just
aquarium?
Don't.
The aquarium. The aquarium.
Heather, that's on the table now, too, the aquarium.
Sea otters?
No, thank you.
Dude, Heather's going to be the only person on the planet after all this that hates sloths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we done here? I'm sorry. This has just been a huge waste of time for me.
Yeah, we're done. I'm sorry, Dumps. Yeah. No date.
Oh, it's all right, man. I mean, this is just going to fuel my music. That's really where my heart's at right now.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. You know what, dude? Send me a demo of the music you were showing her. No. I can put it on the radio. I'll give it to my program director here. I'll actually give you his cell phone number, and you could call him about your music.
He's such an a-hole.
Thank you.
No problem.
It has real good, like, Icelandic vibes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, right. That's what we're looking for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.